from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam and Noel. Noel sitting in for Greg. Got Garrett, other side of the glass. On this Saturday morning until the 7 o'clock hour, we're here until 10 a.m. So glad that you are with us. You want to join in the conversation, too, by the way, 404-726-0929. And Noel just kind of grooving on this. We just, if you're watching the breaking competition in the Olympics, they just used this tune. So a lot of people were wondering what kind of music they were going to be using. This is like a throwback. With MFSB, this is from like the 70s. But and
are
Garrett,
there any Americans competing in this?
Competing, yes.
Not doing very
being
well.
Being successful, no.
Really?
And we kind of invented
you
it, right?
You understand we invented this.
We're too far removed from the art form, Garrett. We don't break no more. We ain't got no more B-boys for real.
I'm not walking up and down the street and seeing people breakdance anymore. What has happened to this country?
Exactly.
What is wrong?
And what has happened to this country?
And that's why I'm beating the table. Go ahead and open up the Bronx Community Breaking Camp so we can take our art form back. Make breaking better again. Take it back.
Bring it back. Bring it back to the country. Maybe they have this all worked out by 28 when they get to Los Angeles. If we can bring in baseball and softball back.
Ooh.
And I think lacrosse. Will be that. Well, I'm surprised if lacrosse wasn't already in, but lacrosse is going. And flag football.
Do other countries play lacrosse?
I guess enough of them play, so they're letting lacrosse in.
But I guess we can't play baseball. I mean, that's the dumbest thing in the world.
What?
We can't play baseball in the Olympics, but we get breakdancing? I mean, come on.
Well, that's because they're not going to pause MLB to send them to wherever to play the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's the real
kids.
Issue.
Get some college kids up there and let them smoke the world,
kids.
Man.
Yeah,
I'm just playing.
Well, that's just it, though, because you're going to get some players from some other countries who got some guys that can play.
The DR, they can play.
Japan, they sure
as heck can play.
Absolutely. You know,
Puerto Rico, I mean, like, they got some incredible countries out there. Cuba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the World Baseball Classic has been, like, great fun. It has been great fun when they've had it, you know. But for the Olympics, you know, like you said, you would have to stop down Major League Baseball to do it. You say,
well, but the thing is it would be tremendous marketing for the players, and that's probably why Rob Manfred doesn't want to do it, because he doesn't want the players to be marketed and grow his sport. He's just allergic to that.
It's been good. But soccer did it to a degree on the men's side, definitely on the women's side. And then, of course, basketball has been represented in this Olympic Games. We'll get so much more mileage out of being a part of it. So we'll see what happens in L.A. But also flag football, man. I am so excited because we were told forever that we would never see any version of American football played in the Olympics because not enough countries play it or participate in it. And so enough nations participate in flag football that we're going to see. And I'm curious because you got some guys out right now who are in the NFL saying, any way I can do that? any way I can be in on, you know, in it. I mean, could a guy like Patrick Mahomes, could he hang around and potentially be a quarterback in that in 2028? Could he potentially be that? I don't know. Just ask.
I'd rather have a Lamar Jackson in flag football.
I don't.
I get a scrambler or somebody who can move, somebody who can run, and then throw the ball. I mean, could you imagine the rest of the world trying to play us
in flag football? Well, you just got to make it attractive to Sam's point. Like, you got to make that gold medal really attractive to make guys. Because I do think guys would want to be like the first to get a flag football gold medal.
Absolutely.
Like, you see how much it means to the NBA player. So I do think, you know, them being like, oh, we have a shot at a gold medal? Like, I'm going to have to go see what that's about.
You know, so that's something that is going to be out there. And, of course, the way that sport is coming along anyway at this level, to the high school level, the excitement for the flag football for the girls to play has been tremendous across the state. And shout out to the Falcons for their role in helping to get it off the ground. And, I mean, it has taken off. I've talked with some people down in the Augusta area, how more schools in other cities around the state are really getting involved with it. And, you know, some colleges are offering some scholarship money. Bing! That's right. All it takes for parents, right, to know that folks can get some free college out of this deal.
And I believe there are a lot of girls interested, because when I was in high school, we used to have the Powder Puff game where, you know, the boys and the girls would switch roles, and there would be a lot of girls that wanted to play flag football.
Yeah.
So I definitely see it being something new and exciting for girls in high school to start, girls in middle school.
They've been watching for this and been waiting for this for some time. I know as a coach last year, school in DeKalb, who had just started their program, and they had only been playing a few weeks, and they were going up against a private school they had been playing for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. But you could tell as the game went on, these girls were catching on. And I asked the coach, he said, yeah, some of them, they got their brother's shoes or somebody. Sees it in the family out there playing it. And so there's a connection to it. They've been waiting to get a part to play it. And you could see as the game progressed, they were just catching on and getting better with it, you know.
Learning what the goal is and how you're supposed to achieve it, right? Like, oh, I got to make sure she don't touch my flag. I got to make sure I don't go out of bounds. I got to make sure I don't do this or that. And to your point, as the season goes on, like, they'll get better and better.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's what's happening as we talk about high school ball. And, of course, we talk about the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic that gets started this week. And, you know, we have the games for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It all starts Wednesday. Now, I had a chance to go to the luncheon this week and had a chance to meet all the players and coaches, and everybody's chomping at the bit. It's just ready to get going. You know, it's that time of year. The very last game is going to be Douglas County and Cedar Grove. And you know, to have those teams playing in the Corky Kell for the first time, but in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
You know, the lights come on, and the coaches you talk to, they are thrilled about it.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's something so big for the kids. I'm sure they're so hyped. They've been spending all summer lifting weights and doing drills and just to get ready to get their shot in the big bins. And it's going to be a big night.
It's going to be big.
Are you and Coach ready?
We're going to be ready. We got to be ready for Friday night. And that's what we're going to talk to Coach Dixon coming up in just a few minutes. But it starts Wednesday night. It starts Wednesday afternoon. Very first game, Douglas. You know, representing Atlanta Public Schools is going to take on LaGrange. People like to say that Valdosta is the winningest high school football program in the state. They won more high school games than anybody else. Valdosta had more state championships than anybody else. Number two is LaGrange. And LaGrange is gonna be here to play. These games are gonna be played at Kale High School. The first one's at 4:30. The 7:30 game will be North Atlanta against Kale, and that game will be here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the kickoff at 7:30. The next night is Thursday. They're gonna be up at West Forsyth High School. The 4:30 game will be South Paulding against Dunwoody. The 7:30 game will be Prince Avenue against West Forsyth. And that game, once again, will kick off at 7:30, the nightcap. The West Forsyth Prince Avenue Christian game will be here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Friday, you got three games in two locations. You got Therrell out of the city of Atlanta going up to Hebron Christian. That's up in Decatur at 2 o'clock start. Therrell had a tremendous season last year. I mean, it's been a while. They've been struggling to get the football program going. I got to tell you, Noel, I went down to practice one day, and the deer were in the state to come out to watch. I know folks on the South Side were excited that Therrell was winning football. Two deer just wandered into the fence, and stood by the goalpost. Just stood out there and just, and nobody bothered them.
So they just watched the game.
They just stood there and just watched them practice. Just stood there and watched practice. We heard these guys were good. And then they just walked on off where they were going.
But we had to go see what this is about
it's
first.
So good. The deer came to see these guys.
Man.
You know what I mean? So that's a 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They're going to play that one. Then the scene shifts to Rome, to Barron Stadium. 5 p.m. game. We'll have Caraway versus Cass. In the 8 o'clock game, will Creekside against Rome. And that's the story that we have this today is the Rome football team. For those of you who did not know or were not aware, because the teams have been playing scrimmages, and Thursday evening, Rome played in a scrimmage up at Rockmart. And coming home, the team was involved in a collision with a driver who was DUI. And the bus ended up being turned over, and a number of the Rome players were taken to the hospital with some fairly serious, nothing life-threatening, but some, you probably got some bruises, some bumps, and maybe some breaks. And so we hope to maybe catch up with Coach John Reed to get an update on how the team is doing. But right now, you know, and it's a sobering reminder of what's out there. You know, young people who work so hard, like you mentioned, to get ready for this season.
Right.
And have something like this happen to you, to your team, you know, at this time. So, you know, we're sending out get well wishes for everyone involved with the Rome football program, for all the coaches and staff as you try to gather young people up and get together for a game. They're due to host next Friday night. And, you know, myself and Coach Chris Parker ready to call that game for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Then Saturday the action moves inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And, you know, they'll have two games. They'll have a 10 a.m. game, Walton against Brookwood, a 1 o'clock game, Alpharetta against Houston County. We've got Middle Georgia going to be represented. And then the 4 o'clock game, and that's what we'll get to hear on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Why? Because the Falcons got to play at 12 noon because the Orioles got games Friday night and Saturday evening up in Baltimore. So that is why
So the Falcons are going to be the opening act for the high school kids.
They're going to be opening act.
Well, look at that.
You know what I mean? Come out right out of the Falcons, Ravens, into McEachern and North Gwinnett. And that's going to be a good ball game. 4 o'clock start. So right after the Falcons are done, we're going right into that game. And then the 7 o'clock game to wrap things up will be Douglas County and Cedar Grove. And those games will be here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the start of the high school football season. And Coach Chris Parker and I will have like a little mini launch of the high school scoreboard show. We're just going to, you know, not going to go a deep dive in it, but we're just going to do a before the game starts up at Rome.
Do a little soft lunch.
Yeah, a little before. Soft. Maybe you'll talk about some of the things that have happened, some changes, some coaches that have moved around, some players that have moved around, and some reclassifications, some new rivalries. You know, when you change classifications, you always maybe a team that you love to play, you don't get to play them anymore.
Right.
They move some other teams around, so that's happening. So we'll get into those type things. So there's been a lot that's happened with high school athletics doing as this high school NIL deal amended.
Yeah.
So there's a great deal that's going on. We'd love to talk about those things and then have our school days guest. We're not going to have a school days guest this Friday, but when we have our first full show, we have our first school days guest, first couple. And we've had so many, you know, since we started the scoreboard show, but there's so many still yet because this area produces so many.
So many of them. Someday they graduate and new ones pop up. Like, how hectic is this time of year for you and Coach right now? Because y'all are just heads on a swivel everywhere trying to get ready for this scoreboard show and all of these different high schools trying to go win a title in whatever classification they're in. How hectic is right now for you?
This is the thing. You try to lay out your groundwork, and gradually you do some things. When you find out the new classifications and you go through your schedule and you look at the games you think are going to be the really, really ones that people want to hear and check out for, and then find out where our crew is going to be going. People like Garrett on Friday night, and Day-Day, you know, mm-hmm. and Eric, and these. And I tell you, you know, and Garrett's one. You know, when these guys go out, I don't know why, but things always happen. In the middle of their report, something break loose, and, oh, there he goes, 50 yards. I'm like, why? You know, it just so happened that.
That's what I'm hoping for every single time. It's high school football at its finest, you know. As soon as you pop open that, you see a fumble or there's something else that goes on. It's so much fun. I am so excited for high school football. It's it was a, it's a past love. I mean, of course, I played back in the day, and it's like, you know, I mean, like, there's something special about high school football.
It truly is.
It really is.
But you're talking about how these guys have the knack for just being there and being on right at the time that something breaks loose, and it's like, and it is nothing else like it. And I think that's one of the things that separates our program, you know, our show from the others. And I really do. And I really, really appreciate the effort everybody does to get us ready for it. And it's on the way, folks. It is on the way.
Yeah, the state of Georgia football is in a great place. I mean, it's hard not to have some type of crazy moment on the mic right now with all these Georgia football teams.
I'm telling you. All right, coming up next, we're going to check in with the coach from down the Creekside. Coach Maurice Dixon is going to join us. His team made it to the 15th game last year. That 15th game didn't go like he wanted to, but he made it to the 15th game. Can they get back there this year? We're going to talk on about that and more when you join us. You stay with us on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. The glass, usually it's on the other side of the glass. And Noelle's World is coming up in just a little while. You really want to stay tuned that to see what she's going to do a deep dive on. We got Garrett Chapman working the other side of the glass. Great to have him working on, I guess. Hope we get to have him join us pretty soon. Here's what's coming up next week, of course. You know, the morning shift, Steakhouse, and Andy and Randy next week. Let's see, we're back at training camp? Is that where we are? Yeah, that's where we are.
Back at camp.
Back at camp, man. Tough assignment. Somebody's got to do it, though, right? You're going to be at Falcons training camp, Ticketmaster Studios. Of course, Dukes and Bale will be where?
At Hooters, I presume.
Hooters and Mall of Georgia.
Sounds like the good life.
That's where they're going to be. That's coming up. That's going to be here for you Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. as the Falcons get set for their second preseason game of the year. When that, and then Friday, Dukes and Bear will be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. You want to catch it with them. So they just, we just keeping them out of the studio. We're not letting them in. You guys can't
get in. Deactivate the key card.
There you go. No. You guys got to be out somewhere and doing some things like that. So that'd be great to see them do that. It's the thing that we do this time of year. It's a fun time of year for us because everyone gets moving around with a lot of different things. We just mentioned the high school scoreboard show. We already been busy with you at the Falcons training camp. Atlanta United's going to be back. You talk about, MLS and WNBA is taking a bit of a pause. But we'll
be back in about a week.
And
I'll be back in the streets. So, we're everywhere right now.
We're real. We'll have WNBA on here. And I would next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, versus Connecticut with a 3 o'clock tip-off.
Ooh, yeah, Dejanay Carrington and company. Gateway Arena. Y'all got to get tickets for that one.
That's what we have coming up. Some games coming up with the Dream. Atlanta United will get back to work on Saturday the 24th. They're going to be way out west at a LA Galaxy. Man, let's hope they can regroup because
fingers crossed.
Yeah. To lose in those penalties in Leagues Cup to go out of that the way that they did, and those were two matches at home. You're playing at home. You're on your home pitch, and you go out there and you can't get it finished. Just some personnel issues. Some new players are coming in and being infused into this roster, into this lineup. And hopefully this time has gone well for some players with some injuries to get recovered and to get those new players, orientated to playing here with this team. First, to get through all the paperwork. Some of them have to come from other countries so they can come and come to work and play here.
And get them here, get them acclimated to their role and all that good stuff, and hopefully see maybe some improvement.
Got nine games remaining to try to get this team into some type of place to make it into the postseason. It's still a possibility, but they don't have a whole lot of room for error. They really don't.
All right. I need you to be like that 3-on-3 women's team. Bring me bronze.
Go out there and go to work. You got to get it. Have to get it done, folks. We're kind of monitoring the Olympics on two screens. We got breaking on one. We got with men's volleyball on the other right now as we keep up with things this morning and as things wind down. And we talk about the closing ceremonies. We found out some things about that the river will be involved, but they won't be bringing the boats up and down like they when they went in.
Okay, so how are they going to use it this time?
You kind of have this there. As long as they don't have to swim in it. as long as they don't have to do that.
Because I'm out. I'm going to have to stay on the other side with the boat. I'm going to have to come get me later. I'm out.
They're going to be part of it, and they're going to be I think mostly at the stadium where the track has been held.
Okay, so that makes sense.
There's a lot of things there.
Outdoor event.
To get things done, and somehow they're going to do a little tribute to where it's going next.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Because, usually there's a bid every year after the Olympics, and you figure out, who the next country is going to be, and then you go from there, right? But this is one of the first times that the next country has already been solidified. Like, we all already know we're going to L.A. in 4 years, and so I think that's going to make for interesting closing ceremonies because we've never known where we were going next before.
Yep, we know that, and that's going to be all out there. I think Tom Cruise, who has been seen there, I'm reading where he's supposed to be involved possibly in closing ceremony in some way.
They're going to start the Hollywood magic early. Give y'all a glimpse of what L.A. is going to be in 2028.
I don't know if you can have any more VIPs come through an event than we've had with these Olympics. I mean, everybody has dropped in. You people, some you would expect to see, some you were surprised to see. You see that?
Well, you may actually.
See that?
Maybe sneak off with the torch, maybe?
Whoa. Do we see that? How is L.A. gonna top this cauldron on the balloon that we've had? This cauldron that's just been floating around. Usually the cauldron is like set in one place. This thing's been like all over the place, right?
They'll get a green screen and some CGI. We'll figure it out. We're gonna Hollywood this thing up. Like, I don't think y'all understand what L.A. is about to do. It is about to be star-studded in Hollywood. Because you're right. Like, we did see a lot of stars this year. But, like, there are people in L.A. that we know are in L.A. that didn't come to Paris. Like, the Carter Knowles family didn't come to Paris. They might sneak out the house and pull up to an event in L.A. if they're already there.
Did you see them Kardashian folks?
Exactly. The Kardashian people. Some of the movie stars. Some of our Marvel stars. Some of our big action stars. Some of maybe you know, Kate Blanchett might pull up, or a Jason Tatum or something. It has the potential to be very star-studded, if nothing else. At the very minimum, it will be star-studded in L.A.
Agents are working right now.
Oh, I'm sure.
Agents are working right now trying to position their people. This is something that's 4 years away. But they want to make sure that their folks are in it and not left out and have some type of role, very visible role, right?
Very visible. I wonder if they could do something, or if you would take the torch, like, around, I don't know if the area is big enough, but, like, around the Star Walk, where they have all the stars
on
the ground.
Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then kind of lead
down
up to the Chinese Theater.
Wow.
Type deal. I feel like it's going to be something that grandiose.
Okay. Wow. Are they going to go through Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle?
Well, you know, there will be people at Roscoe's. I don't know if they're going to have an official shuttle bus, but Roscoe's will be packed. You know
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. You can't go through Hollywood without
it. P.F. Chang's going to be packed. All the known spots for all the individuals you think will be packed.
Wow. In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, they are. Them too. For all the regular folks like me that's going to try to sneak up there on the Greyhound bus, yeah, we will be packing out the In-N-Out Burger, the fat burger.
Sports Radio 92 and the Game and 92andthegame.com on this Saturday morning. Glad you were talking about something that I discovered, and we were just talking about the fact that, you know, these Olympics are going to be valuable for some people. Some countries pay their, compensate, you know, their athletes, and in other countries, athletes are set up for, you know, events and occasions, commercial endorsements. But we found out some people that don't get, and that's the coaches.
That's crazy, right?
Coaches do not get Olympic medals. They do not.
It's almost like you're coaching on a volunteer status at that point. Like,
well,
you mean you get your name in the record book, sure. Like, we remember, you know, Chuck Daly coached the Dream Team. But, like, I don't get no hardware with that. All these personalities I got to deal with and egos I got to massage. I don't get a medal.
Yeah.
That's, you know, crazy.
I mean, I'm sure through the Olympic Committee, the USOC, I'm sure they get some compensation.
I'm sure.
Probably financially. But if I'm with some people and we coach and win a gold medal, how can you not?
Right. I don't want a certificate. I want a medal, too. Go around my neck and bite it and all that good stuff. I want a medal, too.
That's the thing they talked about, that the Olympic athletes, they train and work hard. But despite all the hard work and sweat equity they have, the International Olympic Committee does not award medals to coaches.
Wow. I wonder what the reasoning behind that is. Like, what's the justification?
Because the coach is coaching. They don't play. They don't compete. I guess.
Man.
I don't know. But that's the Olympic authorities from those different countries may do something to honor the coach when they return.
Yeah, I'm sure Coach K hasn't gone empty-handed all these years.
No, he's been very good.
You know,
for him.
It doesn't seem to be a coaching deterrent, but, like,
right.
If I coach Simone Biles, like, I kind of want, like, something to show that I coach Simone Biles. I just feel like that's fair.
Yeah. Well, there'll be something in your bank account, but you won't get.
Yeah, you'll have framed photos, and you'll have a hefty bag on the way home.
There you go.
I guess
you
won't have the thing around you. I guess you can live without it. I guess.
You know, it does. When I first found out about this, I was like, huh? How can they not? Just like you said, especially in the case of, like, our basketball teams or soccer teams, these people are the best of the best of the best. And like you said, you massaging egos, you get trying to make sure people get playing time.
There's a lot of red tape. You want
to make sure everybody's happy and you know, you hope so. So when they get the gold medal, everybody stands on the stand and smile.
And smile.
Right. You don't want people up there with rocks in their jaw because they didn't get to play, right?
And we might be close to that after 3:30 today. We might be close to somebody standing up there with rocks in their jaw.
You think so?
You know,
no. You think that's going
to
happen?
I think they will try to do their best to get him in this game to try
talking
to
about Mr. Tatum.
Right that wrong.
Well, not just
try
he.
To get
he,
Jason Tatum.
He and Halliburton.
Yeah, but Halliburton been cheesing. He fine just to be in there. He is having a bomb time in Paris. So Halliburton hasn't really been the point of contention, and not so much because he's not Jason Tatum. I just think because he's playing it differently. Like, he is cheesing up a storm, hanging out with, as Anthony Edwards said, keep some old heads around you, hanging out with Steph Curry and KD and LeBron. He's at Halliburton's having a ball, so that's why I don't have the same kind of concern for his feelings and emotional well-being right now that you may for an NBA champion, Jason Tatum. But, I mean, you know, you're there. Brown's not, so you got one up.
Yep.
You got to get on the boat and put the Ralph Lauren Americana on and wave the flag and all of that. So, you know, and there'll be others.
He'll still get a medal.
Yeah, exactly. You'll get a medal, and you'll be in L.A. in 2028. There'll be others.
Ha! No, he doesn't really fit the flow, the system. And who are you putting on the bench for Jason Tatum?
That's my thing.
He's a ball stopper, and he doesn't really play within that offense. I mean, it doesn't work. It works in Boston, that's great, but it's a slower game.
Right.
You know, and he's the kind of guy who kind of needs to take some shots to get into a game, and he needs to miss some shots to make some shots. And
right, I agree.
He's not hyper-efficient. You're not putting Kevin Durant on the bench. You're not putting LeBron James on the bench.
Well, we're not when you're trailing anyway.
Well, no. And that's been the other thing for me. Like, you would maybe take off. To me, the only person you would maybe replace him with is Anthony Edwards, but he's performing well the group that's on the floor. He's performing well with the group that's on the floor.
Ant defers to KD and the way that those two work together.
Exactly. It works best on the floor.
Great.
And also, to Sam's point, when the score starts getting tight, so does that rotation. And so every time, like, the other team gets, like, 4 points in, I already know them other two are staying in T-shirts. It's too hard to work them into the offense and the flow at that point when you're trying to make sure you're securing. It's different if you're blowing them out, right?
Yeah.
And then, Tatum, come on off the bench. Halliburton, come on, get some work, whatever. But if you know, France or, you know, Germany or Serbia, if they're inching closer and closer to closing that gap and the minutes are ticking off the clock, you know, Kevin Durant, come on in here. Anthony Davis, come on in here.
Yeah, they're shorter games, too. I mean, that's
too,
the other thing.
Because they're really fast.
They are fast games. Like, and the game happens very quickly. It's a bang, 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 bang. It's kind of like badminton and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
it happens quickly. You know, and look, rotations are tight. You just can't play
rotations
12
just
guys.
Tight.
I mean, you don't play 12
guys. It's like the playoffs, right? The NBA,
exactly.
The NBA rotation always shrinks at the playoffs, right? So I feel like this is Kurt doing the exact same thing. This is the NBA playoffs. I've won X amount of championships, and I've done that by kind of shrinking the rotation a bit.
But how do you make this whole thing kind of go away? You get off to a good start against France, and he plays.
Yeah. So, starting five, get off to a good start so Jason Tatum will take his T-shirt off.
That's what we're looking for. Folks, that is just the start because more is on the way. Noel's World is on the way next on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sports Radio, 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. Sam with Noel on this side of the glass, and Gary Chapman just doing his due on the other side. My goodness.
And it seems such a waste of time.
Hard to go wrong with Billy Joel. Here on Saturday morning, glad you're with us. Not a cloud in the sky. Gonna be hot. Hopefully not as humid as it's been this week. You have to get out and about. And, of course, if you're moving around, be careful around the area because it's Saturday and a nice weather day, and that means road work on the interstate. That's exactly what it means. You know you can't get it done during the week, so on Saturday the DOT will be out. Just be ready for it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where it is, what part of the interstate it is, but, you know, somewhere.
They will be out somewhere, somewhere.
Well, you know it's a day that ends in Y, right?
Okay.
There it is.
Yeah. So it's there's road work in Atlanta.
Yep. Good point. Good point. Exactly. It never ends. It never ends. Celebrating birthdays today. We got some folks celebrating birthdays today.
Boy,
I got one that will really get everybody. Where was I saw? Oh, a former president was born on this date. Herbert Hoover in 1874.
Okay.
Our 31st president born on this date, and Henry Nestle
As in Nestle Crunch?
As in Nestle, the founder of Nestle.
Oh, wow.
Was born on this day. All the way back in 1814, a German-Swiss industrialist. But yeah, so this was way, 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 way back. There's some folks with birthdays. Oh, I guess who is this? Antonio Banderas.
Ooh.
64 candles today for him.
Puss in Boots.
How about
Look
that?
At that.
Yeah, now. So some people celebrating some birthdays today. Happy birthday. Even if you are listening and you're celebrating a birthday, very happy birthday to you. I hope you do something nice to celebrate today.
You know, this week we had two big basketball birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a. We had our very own Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
On August 5th, which is also Anthony Edwards Day in Atlanta.
Yep.
And we had our Asia Wilson, I think, the very next day.
Whoa.
So they were both celebrating birthdays in Paris.
Nice. Now, you know, what better way to do? We got. Oh, okay. Okay. We got somebody who wants to talk to us.
Oh, okay.
We got Justin in Atlanta wants to join us this morning. Justin, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, folks?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Yes, it's the same Justin that chimed in. Before Coach Ra was signed with the Falcons, I was one that made the first suggestion that they should go and get him.
Okay. All right. And now he's here.
Good man.
So what do you think of what you've seen so far?
All right. So, I was down in Tampa when Coach Ra was on the coaching staff down there for the first time down in 2002. So I've known him for a long time. I want to chime in on the Olympic thing. I was listening to you guys talk about the Olympic athletes, but I'm not sure that you realize how little that they make being an Olympic athlete. They have to win a medal. If they win the gold, they only make $37,500. If they win a silver, they only make $22,500. And if they bronze, they only make $15,000. So if they don't medal, they don't make any money whatsoever being involved in the Olympics.
Wow. That's something that you know, people wonder about being a part of it. And it's an honor to be there, but yeah, you know there's a whole lot of cash out there. Well, I appreciate you pointing that out to us this morning, Justin.
Yeah, it's a lot of training. They train for years. You know, every 4 years, you train for years. But they don't get any money for that training period as well. It's all out of pocket. And sometimes they have to reach out to different sponsors and stuff like that. But most of them have regular jobs.
True.
This is true.
Very true. And the people at those jobs have to be understanding to allow them the time to work out and prepare. So it's all credit to them to do that.
But, I mean, it all depends. I mean, and thank you, Justin, for the
Thanks,
call.
Thanks, Justin. Yeah,
but look, it depends on the sport, obviously. So it's like your badminton team. Flavor Flav is sponsoring
water
a team.
Polo.
Water polo, that's what it is.
Women's water polo.
Yeah, and that's great because you're not really getting a lot of sponsorship deals for that. But it's like if you're a runner, I mean, Nike's giving you sponsorships.
Nike,
Adidas. Yeah,
the
Polo Ralph Lauren.
The shoe people. When it comes to track.
Yeah, clothing brands, you're getting sponsorships all over the place. And, I mean, it depends, obviously, who you are and what sport you're doing and everything else. But, but he's got a great point. I mean, like, you don't really participate in most Olympic sports to make a lot of money. Like, that's not really what you're doing. It's the love of the game to some extent. And, I mean, you can make a good living. And, I mean, the guy who just won the 1,500 meter, his name is escaping me at the moment. But he's not going to – I mean, he'll be doing motivational speeches for the rest of his life.
Yeah, motivational speeches and
spots. He just punched his ticket.
And,
mm-hmm. Like, that's it. He's set when it comes to that. So good for him, and we're excited for that. And, of course, at the end of the day, it's like not everyone's going to make $1 million.
Yeah, it's not a straight path to revenue, right, the Olympics. It's not really – like a linear thing. There's all types of different branches and different ways where you can kind of take your face and your brand and your ability and try to make some money. Because part of it is you got to try to be a personality, right, that people care about.
Or you can cover your face like a Olympic shot put a Raven Saunders. Have you seen her?
I haven't seen it.
Get it. Google Raven Saunders right now. I'm gonna give you guys a chance.
She covers her face.
Raven Saunders. And I mean, like I said, this is a great platform. It's a great platform now, and you're going to get the recognition. What do you do so that people
will remember? Oh, I have seen
her.
I have seen Raven Saunders.
What are you going to do so that people will remember you?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you can win or maybe not win, but you still win because people are going to remember the way you roll out. Her presentation, you're not forgetting that anytime soon.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if anybody's got
mask with the hair.
Or a movie or something you want to, you know, I'm just saying. So, I mean, it also depends on, you know, what you do. You want to be good. First of all, you want to get the medal. But If not, you want to be that person that, that people remember. Who was the guy, the skier, Eddie the Eagle?
Eddie the Eagle. Yeah.
People remember
this
guy. I don't think he won a medal, but whatever he did, people remembered him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's like ski jumper, wasn't it? Right.
Right. And
yeah.
You can market yourself, and that's what the Olympics does. I mean, if you strike it right and you go with the right type image, so that's just part of it. But this is supposed to be time for Noel. We've been waiting on this because you bring this to us each and every weekend. And I got you on this side of the glass. So come on with it. Come on with it.
So I have had an eventful week, you guys, and you will not believe what it was that I was doing to make it eventful. I was out sneaker hunting, and I have to tell y'all how that went.
How do you do that?
So, good question, Sam. Great question. So, I am the number one sneaker on my radar right now is the Anthony Edwards one. That's like the really popular one. And I saw one of my Twitter friends post that it was at Ross discount stores. They had the kids' sizes at the Ross discount stores. I saw one person post it. I said, okay, you know, maybe one pair. You know, I'm not going to drive all over the city. Okay. So I went to Foot Locker. I bought a pair because they was on sale. Came home, took a nap, woke up. A friend of mine texted me. He's at a different Ross, different Anthony Edwards shoe at Ross. It's the one I just bought at Foot Locker. So now I'm like, oh, so you telling me I got to get out here in these streets. So get up Monday because for whatever reason, I couldn't. The Olympics has my time all off, so I can only sleep in like 4-hour intervals right now because I guess I really want to watch basketball and track and breaking and everything else. So I woke up at like 9:30 and I couldn't get back to sleep. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this time useful. I hit 8 different Rosses.
Whoa.
In about 12 different counties in 2 days. But y'all know what? I was successful.
All right, now.
I found 2 Anthony Edwards and 2 Trae Youngs, all at a price point to where I didn't even spend $130.
Really?
Really.
Take that, Greg Street. Go ahead.
I am on top of the world right now.
We don't think that.
I was
great.
Like, I don't know if this is a manic high or low, but I am feeling great right now. So now I have all the Anthony Edwards that can fit my little baby feet. There is not one that has been out that I don't have, and I think I've only spent retail for one of them, and that was an excellent sneaker, probably the best sneaker hunt I've ever been on.
Really?
I don't know why. Adidas just flooded the streets.
How often do you do this? How often do you...
It depends. Because, like, last year the thing was Braves hats. New Era had dumped a bunch of Braves hats on the city. And so me and my friend were going through all the TJ Maxx's and Marshall's, picking up. And we're talking about $60, $70 hats that we're getting at, like, $16 a pop.
Really?
So we're just going all over the city collecting different Braves hats. One with the peach on the side. One with the World Series on the side.
Yeah, those are pretty
one
cool.
With the flowers on the top. Yeah, man. So whenever we see cool sportswear stuff like that, that is usually... Because listen, I'm going to tell y'all a secret.
Is there a place y'all go online to do this?
No, that's why I said it's a real hunt. Like, it's... I've been doing this for years and years and years. So it's just certain discount stores that I know always keep, like, sports apparel and shoes and different things. And so, like, there is not a jersey that I have bought that I have retail.
Okay.
Which is the only reason I don't have an Atlanta United jersey. An Atlanta Dream jersey. I bought my sister one retail because she really wanted an Alicia Gray. Shout out to Goggles. But no jersey I have did not come from somebody's discount store or super, super discounted. Like, I made myself wait to get this year's Hawk City jersey. I wanted the blue jersey so bad. With the blue's my favorite color. Yeah, and I love the Hawks. I never get to wear blue with Hawks. I got the Murray jersey from Dick's for $22.50.
Really?
Yes, that is a regular $90 jersey. I don't care if it says Murray on the back. That's a great tribute on his way out the door. Thank you, sir, for your service and my jersey. I love it.
Outstanding.
Yeah, so...
There's a method to the madness.
There's a method to the madness. So if you see me in that one Atlanta United jersey, just know that they don't have Atlanta United jerseys at Marshall's that often. I don't know what that's about, but I do got the one Atlanta United jersey and all the rest of my Dominique jersey, my Pistol Pete jersey, my Clint Capella jersey. Absolutely none of them retail. Absolutely none of them.
Really?
Freddie Freeman, Ronald Acuna, Brian McCann. All $30 or less.
You just got to know where.
Brand new. You just got to. I went all the way out to Carrollton, guys.
What?
But I found it. I found what I was looking for. We went to Cobb. We went to Carrollton. We went to Camp Creek.
Just a road
trip. We went to Conyers. We went to Stonecrest. We went everywhere where I thought.
This is serious.
Everywhere where I thought. I mean, the discount was that worth it.
Are you keeping a diary of this?
I mean... Yeah. I have text messages, and I have tweets and things I can compile,
but it's
all part of the fun, all part of the hunt, man. It's all part of the hunt.
Right. But that's
so if you see them at Champs, leave them and go to Ross. It's a better situation.
Folks, we have Noel's World. You never know what you're going to get, and this is what we got today.
You got a sports shopping tip, and I am on top of the world with 4 brand-new pairs of shoes.
Wow. She just makes it happen, y'all. She makes it happen. That is great stuff.
And I am social. Check me out on Ella_cool23, and you can see my Ross discount store haul.
It's there for you, folks. I'm telling you. And I hope you're taking notes. There'll be a pop quiz later. But up next, we're headed for the 8 o'clock hour. 2 hours down. We're here till 10 this morning. Next up, a very special baseball game. Is coming up. And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk some Georgia Tech football in the 8 o'clock hour as well. You stay with us on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.